Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for This Week in Fun is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
This is This Week in Fun with Sarah Lane and Martin Sargent, episode 41 for Halloween, October 31st, 2009. Too Fat to Kill. Everybody, and welcome to another exciting medicated edition of This Week in Fun. We're on episode 41, and not by accident, it's because me and Martin Sargent have been working hard on this show for 41 episodes. Isn't that right, Marty?
You're on more than episode 41 right now.
That's right.
What are you on right now? You sound a little high.
Well, I had to go to the... Basically, all I do is go to this doctor in this hospital.
I know.
Right.
You've been going through the health crisis.
There's a lot of paperwork and a lot of red tape, a lot of germs. Anyway, whenever I go in there, I get these, you know, sort of like brain scans and this and that, trying to figure
MRI.
Out what they're going to do with these tumors.
No,
yes, and
tech.
Things of that nature. So they dope me up because they don't want me to be anxious. And then pretty much for the rest of the day, I'm kind of like, where's the floor? Oh, there it is.
So what exactly are you on? I mean, would you say that you're high or are you just kind of drunk?
No, I'm just
like
stupid.
if you were not going through the health crisis,
yeah.
Would you pay to be in the state that you're in right now?
No.
Are you enjoying it?
No. I mean, I think it's kind of funny to just be an idiot and be like, hey, I can't remember the color green. Wait, it's my medication. Ha, ha, ha. But
can't
no, I wouldn't want to be like this
green?
Just for fun.
You can't remember the color green.
Well, I use the color green as an example of a really common word that sometimes slips my mind.
What color is your low-cut shirt there that you're trying to use to show off your
my non-existent
whatever.
Dirty pillows.
Yeah, that's exactly.
This would be green. This would be green. See, it's already in my head, so you're not going to foil me this time, Sergeant. Anyway, no, life is fine. I got brain tumors. Leave me alone. Everything's fine.
Is that what it is? Do we know that it's brain tumors? Because I thought it was worms.
We'll go through this real quickly so everybody's on the same page. A week ago, it's not really a short story. I'll try to make it a short story.
The first
diagnosis was neurocysticercosis, which is caused by a parasite, which is I got while traveling the world. So, you know, obviously don't backpack around the world unless you want freaking tumors in your brain. Then they said, well, you know what? This looks a little bit more like something called ganglioglioma, not a word I just made up, real word, which is a brain tumor, slow growing, not necessarily cancerous.
It's a good brain tumor.
It's if you have a brain tumor,
this is the one you want.
You probably want it. You know, it can be taken out. It's not necessarily, you know, going to spread not quickly anyway. So the problem is with either of those diagnoses, there are very different forms of treatment for each. So we are now, I had a third MRI on Wednesday. Turns out that tumor looks like there's three now, like a big one and then a couple little babies, like, you know, twig and berries in my brain over here in the right temporal lobe. It's kind of fun. So then they're like, you know, we really think this is neurocysticercosis because it's just sort of the way that it's growing. So right now.
That's back to the worms.
It's back to the worms. But the thing is that this stuff, worms are long gone. This is the remnant cyst slash tumor stuff that is kind of calcified. It's really disgusting in my brain.
Maybe next week, can you show us your MRI?
And, totally. Like, I've got it on CD right here. I think I would probably need a little more time to set up.
Yeah. Well, this will give people reason to sign in and watch next week, because we're going to look inside Sarah's head and see all the worms.
My twig and berries in my right temporal lobe. Ow. Hot. Yeah, so that's the deal. What it looks like we're going to do now is try a course of... It can be kind of... you can sort of compare it to radiation therapy a little bit. They're going to try to kill this stuff up here and with a drug. Problem is that drug causes inflammation, which I don't want, because the inflammation is what gave me the seizure in the first place. So then I got to take these steroids. They're supposed to cut down on the inflammation, and then basically just take a crap load of more of these stupid drugs, lorazepams that I'm taking, so that I don't get weird, because apparently the steroids can make me the Incredible Hulk and make me have a really terrible time with life.
And this is why we call this show This Week in Fun.
You're right. Right? Because what is more fun than a little medical experimentation, huh?
You know what I'm thinking? Brain tumors.
Yeah.
About on the same level as, I don't know, those other shows on this network. You know, like the ones that Leo and the Steve Gibson do.
Uh-huh.
It's a bad analogy, but this show is really fun. This show, shows, they're all about the defragging and the repartitioning and the updating of the kernels. We do it differently on this show.
Well, you know what we do? We update, our neurology.
Yeah.
It took me a second. Neurology, right? Yeah, that's what it is. The kernels in a computer, okay, kind of interesting. Kernels up in the noggin, no, that's fun. Those are real kernels. Kernels that matter to the people of middle and medical America. That's right. I'm going to be doing this for the next hour, so you guys can just
sit back. No, you don't sound too bad. You kind of sound like you just had a few pops. Same familiar Sarah.
The TWIF audience is very used to that. So
right,
it's like,
right.
It's like,
so, if you hadn't said anything, nobody would have known.
Beautiful.
Nobody.
Thrilled. Glad to hear it.
Speaking of, real medical kind of mysteries and stuff, this, you know, you've been going through awful, awful stuff. And of course we're all, we can kind of make light of it a little bit, but thank God you're feeling better, and we're all rooting for you, and we all love you and everything. But this woman,
Erling,
over in England, talk about bad luck. The sneezer, about the sneezer, unbelievable.
Well, I feel for her too, because the woman, she sneezed and she tore some vertebrae.
That's it. She's paralyzed. She couldn't move. She sneezed watching television.
She was watching the EastEnders, which is a very popular evening soap over across the pond. It's a good one. The thing is that she damaged a disc in her back. And the thing is that have you ever, like allergies or been sick or whatever, and you start to sneeze and you sneeze so much that your back starts hurting, you're kind of throwing out muscles that you're not usually using. And it really becomes painful. And you think to yourself, gosh, I could really throw up my back doing this. Well, obviously it's possible. And becoming paralyzed too is just a nice little icing on that cake.
I guess it kind of has a happy ending. She is able to move again. She just had the surgery, but she was paralyzed for 2 years. She was paralyzed.
That's
that public health care they got over there. See? You sneeze over there, you're paralyzed for 2 years.
Oh, don't you get me started on health care issues, because I have got a few. But that's for another really fun edition of TWEF. I'm glad this woman is moving around.
Or I'm going to be doing some other sort of bodily function and just boom, paralyzed. You know?
Yeah, what about, you know, doing a number two?
Yeah, that's a very good, you know.
Because sometimes there are creaks and cracks depending on what's happening, you know?
Sure.
That it's just, you're sitting upright and things are, you know, burp.
Yeah, I once had.
You might be paralyzed.
I believe one day I had an aneurysm from that.
A brain aneurysm?
I believe so.
What happened?
Well, I don't want to, it's. I was trying too hard.
Oh, yes.
I'm trying.
That's unfortunate. You know what
is really?
I don't
think that's what it was. I kind of just fell right over, which was a terrible time.
Maybe it was just
an awful time for it to happen. It couldn't have happened at a worse time.
Why were you in a public restroom?
No, but I had finally sort of achieved victory.
Uh-huh.
And then that's
free
when
wife.
I didn't have a chance. And I fell over right when, you know, right when deep I scored sun. The goal. And
But there was some afterbirth that needed to be attended to. Martin, that's a terrible story.
I'm sorry. It's
unfun and stinky.
Speaking of awful, awful injuries, up in Canada, there is a killer of sorts on the loose. Not really a killer, but somebody who needs to be apprehended, someone who needs to be taken off the streets, someone who is causing fear among the citizenry of Langley, which is in British Columbia. I mean, I can't even imagine the horror that these people are facing right now. There is, Sarah, a serial groin kicker. A serial groin kicker.
I thought you were going to talk about the Colonel Sanders dude.
No, that's...
That's a different whole thing.
That's
whole different
fun. This is... I just came across a story thanks to one of our viewers who on Twitter is at TechNiffin. Thank you, TechNiffin. That's with a K.
Hello,
gluing me into this awful, harrowing story. So these police up there in Canada, they're searching for this woman who apparently stalks the streets and walks up to unsuspecting men and just kicks them as hard as she can in the nads.
Oh, it's a woman.
It's a
just
woman.
Getting that part of it.
It's a woman.
Awesome.
And
what is she barren or something, and she's depressed about it, and she wants
she's obviously really upset about something, because this one guy, she kicked him. He says, I was looking down, and then I took a passing glance and I saw her walk up to me, kicks him kicks him so hard that one of his testicles got lodged in his abdomen. It went all the way up and it was stuck in there, and he lost the ball.
Stop!
It's gone.
No. Really?
They had to take it out.
This fun story just took a turn for the majorly sinister. That is not cool, lady.
No.
Because you know, you lose a ball, who knows what you got left and how painful. And if you're wearing heels, just, ooh.
It hasn't been, I'm sorry. I thought it had to be, removed, but it's still stuck up in his abdomen, according to this. Still up there.
His doctor
and a specialist believe that the testicle could be brought down again with surgery. There you go again with that nationalized health system up there.
Well, this is a Canada story. The Canadians are
6-9 months to get your testicle descended from your abdomen.
Everything's nuts up there. They don't have enough sunshine or too many elk or something. But let me ask a very obvious question, if I may. Does this woman know these men who she is trying to maim?
They can't. No, and it's happened to 3 or 4 or 5 people.
I mean, are you sure that these aren't guys who just don't want to admit to have sleeping with the serial kicker?
I'm not sure. No, I'm not sure about that. But there is no indication of that in this story. We do have a description of her. She's a Caucasian woman in her late tweens or early 20s. Teens and early 20s. Between 5'5 and 5'7. About 1/3. She sounds pretty cute. Except for that whole kicking guys in the balls thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
By the way, Canada, chill out.
Have you ever
done
that?
That's what we do in America. We make fun of Canada. You know? That's what we do. That's all we do.
Yeah, everyone in the chat room thinks that this is playing for poo right now.
Oh, really?
This is real.
Martin will announce when the games start. This is just conversation.
There's theme music. This is a real story. I'm not making.
This
is
a real story. It's not poo. I mean, it's true. It's Canadian.
Go to the show notes. Go to the show notes at the end. You know, they post them along with the show over the weekend. It's true.
I'm not Canadian.
What if I actually made up every story that we did on this entire show, and it turned out that all of this stuff was like my own fantasy?
Well, then you would have been in cahoots with, you know, the Daily Mail, CNN, Valley Wag.
That's true. I'd also be like gainfully employed because I'm not quite that clever.
Right. So I think that this woman is, you know, the whole ha-ha, wow, that's a crazy thing to kick everybody's balls aside. It's pretty mean. Could really do some damage. And what if these are nice men who should be procreating, having little Einsteins all over Vancouver or something?
I'm proud of you, Sarah, for being so sensitive to this issue.
Well, I have kicked a guy in a groin back in the day, you know, on the schoolyard before you're like in puberty and caring about that sort of thing. And I always thought that the boys were doubling over and making too big a deal out of it. And I realize now that it's a terrible thing to do. Very painful and possibly, you know, long-term issues involved. So, you know, don't kick a guy in the groin unless he really is asking for it.
You kick in the groin.
That's your Jerry Springer.
You could barely kick Bilbo Baggins in the groin.
Dude, look at the shoes I wear. These are groin-kicking shoes, okay?
But you need reach. You need reach.
Hey, dude, I'm not, you know, maybe I don't come up to your shoulders, but I can certainly kick your groin. I'm up at your waist. I was a cheerleader. You know how these things work. It's all good. So what else is happening, Martin?
I think I have a good candidate for somebody who maybe deserves to be kicked down there over in Somalia.
Oh.
Man.
I'm with you.
You know where I'm going with this story? It's crazy.
Well, first of all, we're talking about marriage, which, you know, in theory is a wonderful thing between two people who love each other, right?
Right. But nobody knows what we're talking about yet.
No.
There was a marriage. A joyous occasion, usually, over in Somalia.
Oh, Somalia, it's wonderful.
In this instance, it's a little strange because the groom, the bride was only 17 years old. The groom?
Not unheard of.
17. Okay. Childbearing age. It's
young love, of course.
The groom, 112 years old.
Oh, that's got to hurt.
Look at him.
The man is 95 years older than his bride. 95.
In his defense, he doesn't look a day over 98.
You know, to be quite honest, he doesn't really look a day over 70, but that's neither here nor there. If the guy's 112, he's 112.
She
doesn't look the least bit happy. This is like her great-great-grandfather's age. Who needs it? And what is the point? I mean, let's you know, we don't have to get into the goriest of gory details here, but like, is this a marriage for, you know, is he like, I want to feel young again? Or like, are they going to try to?
He says he wants to have kids with her.
If you're 112, do you have any boys left? Are they swimming around?
Possible. Probably. He's already got 13 children.
Lovers for the last 50 years. I find it hard to believe.
Hundreds of grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
And that is not enough for him, apparently. Oh. Not enough for Ahmed Muhammad Dore.
You know, it'd be easy to say that, like, all right, so she's marrying this guy just for his money? But it's Somalia. It's Somalia. What is it? She marrying him because he happens to have four goats instead of two?
Yeah, this is one of these things that's allowed under Islamic law. So I don't know that it was really much of a choice for her at all. You know, I don't think she was like, yeah, boy, I got a 3-carat ring out of it. Of course I'm going to marry him. I think it was probably like, this is what you're going to do. And she goes, okay, I guess that's what I'm going to do. Going to marry a 112-year-old man. Isn't even hearing anything anymore.
What, in your opinion?
What would you like for dinner? What would you like for dinner? My God, tell me what you want for dinner, husband.
Probably something soft, I would
imagine.
Something
soft where he can fall asleep into his plate, much as I would do now if I had some soup in front of me.
What is the cut, you think? When does it...
When is it? When is the age barrier just too much?
Yeah. When's?
I know a few people who have happy, successful relationships with about a 15-year age difference. Yeah. I mean, you know, on a very personal level, and they don't actually seem. Strange to me because I know both of the people and it just works. You know, I definitely don't think you always have to be like within a couple of years of each other, but I do think that, there are a variety of factors because usually as the age gap increases, the money or the power on one side seems to be a factor for the other person. And that's why people, you know, snicker at, you know, young women marrying old Texas, you know, oil billionaires or whatever. But I don't know. I think maybe, I mean, how far away apart are Ashton and Demi? They're pretty far, aren't they? They seem happy.
I don't know. What's your record? At what?
I once dated someone 11 years older than me.
11 years.
And okay. It was a lot.
How old were you?
And you know, that's not important.
Yeah, come on. How old?
I was of age. I was about 20 and he was about 31.
So you weren't even able to drink.
Well.
That's.
I was also 21. I mean, we dated for what? The thing is that, you know, this is so long ago, it doesn't even really matter anymore. But the thing is that. In a way, he was a wonderful person. We had a good relationship for the time that it lasted. I will say in all seriousness that our age difference ended up being the reason that it didn't work out. It wasn't the reason at first it wasn't really a problem. But I mean, I'm now, well, a little older than the age he was then. And I'm like, what was he doing? Hanging out with a 21-year-old? That's nuts. So that's just my experience.
Let's figure out your wingspan. So you dated a guy who was 11 years older than you. What guy did you ever date who was the youngest relative to how old you were at the time?
I've never dated anybody younger than a year than me.
Okay.
I've never dated anybody who was born after 1977.
Okay.
Fact, unless they've lied to me.
After
1965 to 1977. I'd say that's a pretty good wingspan. The median age, by the way, is much closer to mine. There's just, you know, people do weird things. Why are we talking about me? Let's talk about you. Who's the youngest girl you ever dated?
I don't know. She was probably, 6 years younger than me.
Pretty young.
And it was all fine. I wasn't 31. She wasn't 20. I'll tell you that much.
Well, the thing is, at my age, 11 years older than me now, some guy being, you know, in his mid-40s, that doesn't freak anybody out. It's the 20s and the 30s that's weird. Once you get into the 30s and 40s, it becomes less of an issue because everybody's just screwed up at that point, you know?
And on the other end,
skeletons and divorces and brain tumors and who cares? Just get married and have fun with it. Unless you're 112, then you probably don't want to marry a 17-year-old virgin because her life just got sucky.
My wingspan is 13 years.
13
anyway,
years.
Huh. 13, a little bit more in years. Oh, you brought up the Colonel Sanders imposter earlier.
Let's talk about him.
This is a fun story. I was going to include this. If we were going to be playing True or Poo this week, I would have submitted this as one of the stories because I think it's absolutely unbelievable. So this guy, Colonel Sanders lookalike. He looks just like Colonel Sanders. He goes to the UN and gets admitted into the UN. The guards let him in. I mean, you can't just walk into the UN. But because he looked like... And then he gets an audience with all these world leaders. He gets photos taken with them. Just because he looked like Colonel Sanders. This guy was nobody. He just
Colonel
looked like...
Colonel Sanders isn't a real colonel.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, what world leader is interested in having a picture taken with a fictitious guy who represents...
KFC is extremely popular all over the world.
But...
It's like the number one restaurant in Pakistan.
But... For example. No, that's not true, really.
It is. It's huge.
You also just said Pakistan. Are you Pakistani all of a sudden?
Pakistan.
Well... Pakistan. We should all do that. That's the way that they say it. Let's all say Pakistan. And we'll say Roma instead of Rome next time we all travel there.
Turned out this whole thing was a stunt to promote KFC's new grilled chicken.
Guess what, KFC? Not eating your poo chicken. No matter if it's grilled or fried or made of cow or horse or I hate the way you smell. I think you are ugly. And you know what? Your colonel's a big phony, too. So get the hell out of my front
lawn. Colonel Sanders is a great man. Anyone who can pull off a white suit is a great man.
You think this guy looks good in his white suit?
You have to be a great man in order to pull off the white suit. I can't wear a white suit. You know? You have to be like, okay, Elvis could pull up. Mark Twain could wear the white suit. Elvis could wear the white suit. Al Green, the white suit. I don't even know if P. Diddy can really pull off the white suit, but he tries.
His name is just Diddy now, Martin.
Diddy.
Remember when you made fun of me several twiffs ago about that very fact? And I think Diddy could pull off a white suit pretty well. I think Johnny Depp could pull off a white suit real nice. I don't really care, though.
Yeah? Do you think I could wear the white suit?
Nope.
You think I could pull
sure
it off?
Sure don't. You're not a colonel, nor are you a rapper, so no.
You know who else pulls it off is, I know his name as well as my own. Tom, guy who wrote
Sawyer?
Electric Kool-Aid Acid Test. Tom Wolfe, the writer.
Oh.
Bonfire of the Vanities. He wears the white suit.
I did not like that story, Bonfire of the Vanities.
Well, the book was good. The movie was terrible.
I didn't like the book. I thought the book was obvious and, there was this whole, moral to the whole thing. And I don't know. I didn't like it. Movie was, don't even bother with the movie. I don't know. Read the book. Tell me if I'm stupid.
I think the book was over your head, apparently.
I think the book was under my head.
probably have a copy in here somewhere.
I'm so smart. I'm, you know, seizuring electricity.
The company KFC also sent a letter to Ban Ki-moon, who is the Secretary General of the UN, of course, mm-hmm. asking him to recognize the Grilled Nation of Chicken Eaters as a UN member. And here's Ban Ki-moon's official reply to this. That letter is absolutely void to us. It has no meaning whatsoever. That's not a good sense of humor right there.
No, that's a person feeling that they've been taken for and not having sense of humor.
He needs to go on the record, like officially, to say that, okay, the UN is not officially recognizing the Grilled Nation of Chicken. I don't think that Kofi Annan would have done that.
I tend to agree with you. You know, a little more humor in politics, gentlemen. A little more humor.
Kofi Annan might have recognized it, the Grilled Nation of Chicken. Kofi Annan may have recognized the Grilled Nation of Chicken. I would. If there was a Grilled Nation of Chicken, I would go there.
I don't eat chicken. Why are we still talking about chicken? I'm so bored.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Don't accuse me. Don't accuse me.
I'm not accusing you. I'm asking you a question. Why?
What do you want to do? We can play Tweetbeat, or we can do a few more stories and end the show with Tweetbeat.
It's 2:46. I know that you're interested in getting out at a reasonable hour today.
I got to get out around 3 today.
Hey, BK Hawk, I am cranky and hostile today. Maybe you can read my blog post and understand why.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's do Tweetbeat.
You want to do Tweetbeat now?
I don't care. I actually don't give a rat's poo what we do, as long as we do something that doesn't involve chicken.
All right. Let's do Tweetbeat.
All right. Let's do
Tweetbeat. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Tweetbeat. I said it's time for Tweetbeat.
All right, everyone, time to play the game the whole internet is buzzing about. It's called Tweetbeat. Sarah, let me remind you of the rules. You going somewhere?
Just plugging in my power supply. Keep going. I can hear you.
Okay, because I got to explain the rules to you or else you may not know how to play. Here's how we play the game. I'm going to say to you two words or phrases that sound to the ear similar. All you have to do is tell me which of those two words or phrases is mentioned the most times over the past 24 hours on Twitter or in the parlance of the game, which has a louder tweet beat. Do you understand the rules?
Sure do, Martin Sargent. Sure do.
All right. Then I'm going to give you your first challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Which of the following has a louder tweet beat? Control panel or Coco before Chanel? Control panel or Coco before Chanel? Talk it out.
Control panel. Okay. It's kind of a little fun little Windows term. Control panel or Coco before Chanel. Coco before Chanel opened on last Friday. So it opened a week ago, I think. I was going to go see it last Friday anyway. Didn't. Thought I'd fall asleep in the theater. It's probably a good move. Or control panel. Now, I mean, when's the last time you said control panel out loud? Me, not that recently, but maybe there's a good reason that people are, maybe like control panel on Windows 7 is really rad. You know, that's something that people are certainly talking about. Coco before Chanel. I kind of haven't heard if it's a good or a bad movie. I do love that Audrey tattoo, though, because she was Amelie, of course. But I feel like that when did you perform these results?
Oh, I'm sorry. I performed these metrics today at about 11 a.m.
But 11 a.m. today, I'm going to have to go with control panel. I don't think Coco before Chanel is a real hot topic on Twitter.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. What are you second guessing me now? It's not how this game works.
Oh, really?
That's my final answer. And now you're just making me mad, which I'm not even supposed to be doing when I'm taking anti-anxiety medication. You are actually spiking me out of my medical state, which is actually impressive.
Well, let me run it through the TweetBeat algorithm here and judges. Well, what are we playing for?
Okay, so the drink thing. After I got on my second seizure meds, I was able to drink again, lightly, of course. But with my new, kill the mass treatment, I'm not supposed to drink at all. But that doesn't start today. We have a short window of some fun.
So we really have to. We really have to hit it pretty hard then. So
yeah,
let's play for
wall.
Let's
We're
absolutely play for drinks.
Yeah, that I mean, sounds. Let anything else is just, it's just, we're lying to ourselves, you know? And it's ugly.
Okay, so
final
was it
answer, control panel.
Judges, you're correct.
Hey!
Control panel, 83,
really?
Coco before Chanel, 47. Very good.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Very good.
Great. I'm thrilled. Sorry, I was looking at the chat room and everybody's just, you know, I don't know what you got to do. You got to lose a leg or something to get some sympathy around here. God. Sarah's
we're
mean.
We're not real to these
Sarah
people,
sucks.
Sarah. You have to understand, we're not real to them. We're celebrities.
Yeah,
we are stars. You know why they call people like us stars?
Actually, when I take off these headphones and walk out the door, none of these problems exist. It's just for you guys. It's fake.
Just like the stars in the sky. You can just stand and look up in awe.
What I liken us to is a web episode of The Hills, where you and I are given a loose script beforehand. And we ad lib, sure, but all the scenarios are completely made up by MTV. So,
I don't know.
So I'm one for one.
Here's your second challenge. Okay, are you ready for it?
Yes.
Here it is. Which has a louder tweet beat? Sauerkraut or Boy Scout? Sauerkraut. Or Boy Scout. Oh, you kind of had to. You have to have been reading the news. I know you're at a little bit of disadvantage because you've been at doctors so often this week, so you may not have caught.
Shit. Yeah.
All the news.
I actually can't really read because I've got this weird thing.
Oh.
Reading is. Been a bit of a challenge, but I could watch the news obviously and listen to the pretty ladies talk. Sauerkraut or what's the other one?
Boy Scout.
Sauerkraut is, first of all, awesome and so good
like
on a veggie
kraut.
Dog. Love the kraut. So good. In fact, there's a sausage place down by my new house. You know of it.
That place. It's what's it called?
Out of this world. Rosemunde. And tell Molly
and
that their veggie, their vegan dog is out of this world.
And they didn't use, somebody told me, I think maybe it was you, they're opening up a Rosemunde in the Mission.
Mission. At hey. That at that
Where
old.
The, yeah, the place nobody went to. Cafe Arguello.
Yeah, but big.
Big space. Huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
Right. It could be cool. Could be cool. Anyway, great sausages, great sauerkraut. I mean, don't get a sausage without sauerkraut or you're un-American or un-German or I don't know. Or what was it? Twist and Shout? I can't remember the second one.
Boy Scout.
Boy Scout. Shit. Boy Scout. I don't know. Did somebody fondle a Boy Scout or something? That seems to happen every so often.
Well, I know you're at a disadvantage. So, okay. To my knowledge, Boy Scouts have not been in the news. However, Halloween is coming up, and Boy Scout is always a fairly popular costume choice. Now, as for sauerkraut, I believe it was over in Germany or Poland or something like that. Somebody was caught smuggling heroin in a big vat of sauerkraut.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a good idea, right?
Yeah, you know, but they were caught, so not actually that good of an idea.
But, you know.
I mean, smuggling heroin and sauerkraut is like right up there with smuggling it in, I don't know, something amazingly cool like shave ice or, you know, sauerkraut. I mean, where does that even come from? Sauerkraut or Boy Scout? By the way, Boy Scout costumes on Halloween, like grown men, you mean? Or like boys? Because if the boys are dressing up as Boy Scouts, they're already Boy Scouts and that's not really a costume. If a man's doing it, that's just bleh. And I don't know any girls who dress up as Boy Scouts. Although I do know a girl who's going to be dressing up in her 7th grade cheerleading uniform tomorrow. What up, bitches? It fits. I'm going to go with sauerkraut.
Really?
Yeah.
Final?
Yeah.
Judges! You are incorrect. Sauerkraut 69, Boy Scout 81.
Both low. To be fair.
Close. It was close. It was a tough one.
Because is it the Boy Scout Halloween thing? God, that's dumb. Doesn't anyone care about heroin being smuggled in sauerkraut? Come on, people of Earth. That is the better story.
That's just a waste of good sauerkraut.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it's all tied up. Are you ready for the final challenge? This is for all the drinks. This is for all the drinks.
All the drinks. And possibly some of the marbles of mine that have gone missing under these lights here in the studio. Love to have them back so that I can remember this day happened.
Do you really want that? You really want to remember this?
No, not at all. I got my MRI on disc here. It's, it's here. I'll just look at it some other time.
Have an MRI viewing party later.
Yeah, come in costume or don't come at all.
All right, here's your final challenge. Which has a louder tweet beat? Beijing or Spam King? Beijing or Spam King? Talk it through.
Okay. Beijing is a city in China. Big one. Formerly Peking, for anyone who doesn't make that connection. That's why they do all the Peking duck in Beijing, particularly. I prefer Peking, but whatever. It's called Beijing now. And it's a wonderful place. I've been there. Good food. Very bad pollution. Very bad pollution.
Wonderful Olympic hosts.
Sure. Except that they pulled a little funny business with kids they didn't think were cute enough.
They did.
Which I thought was, kids are cute. Come on. That poor girl is going to have a complex for the rest of her life thinking she's the ugliest girl on the planet. Or Spam King, which does not register even an iota up here. Nothing does, but this one
Well, it should.
Doesn't.
It should. And I'll tell you why it should.
Right.
Because the Spam King... And you'll probably remember this after I mentioned his name. That is the moniker of a guy named Sanford Wallace, the Spam King. Like, this guy was once credited for, like, sending out, like, 10% of the world's spam or something like that. He was just successfully sued by Facebook, for $711 million.
Holy cannoli.
Because he figured out a way to, like... get into like these, you put some fake Facebook ads up or so. I can't remember what it was. So, But I think they're not going to get the money because I believe he's been sued so many times before he doesn't have any more money. So, but that
what happens when you sue somebody who's penniless? You just waste of time, or is anybody going to pay you? Never really thought about that before.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you go to jail? Do you go to jail if you're out of money?
I'll tell you what. Why don't you sue me, and then I'll tell you the answer, because then we'll be able to find out.
But then I will waste money with my Cracker Jack legal team, because you know I'd only hire the best.
But if we do it on the People's Court, it may be my only chance to ever get on television again.
What about Judge Judy? I prefer her. She just tells it like it is.
Yeah.
She'd side with you. I know she'd hate me right off the bat.
I want to get on TV so bad again, Sarah. I was thinking about like acting like one of those people and getting on To Catch a Predator, just for the television time, just for the exposure. Like start.
You could be on TV as the first guy who went to hell for wanting to be on the show To Catch a Predator just to be famous. You'd be the most famous guy ever. I have no idea what my choices are anymore. Too long has passed. Beijing or Spam King? Well, you told me all this stuff about Spam King, so I'm kind of like, well, it's probably Spam King, right? But there must be something Beijing related, unless you're just feeling sorry for me and just give it to me at this point.
You know, Beijing is, as you pointed out, it's a huge city. It's a lot of people go to Beijing. A lot of business is done in Beijing. It's a huge city. I mean, it's like New York. You know, a lot of people tweet about New York as well.
It's a global age. Global AIDS movement.
Age.
Got it. I was not aware of the global AIDS movement in Beijing, but apparently there isn't one. Why don't we go with, give this one out to all my Facebook homies, Spam King. Beijing is so 2008. Or 9, or whenever the Olympics were, I don't remember. 2008.
Final answer?
Spam King for the win!
God, I feel so bad beating a girl with a brain tumor, but you are incorrect.
You are a mother of a rat colony.
Beijing 914, Spam King 367.
Why is anyone talking about Beijing?
Because it's a big place.
Something must have happened.
Oh, things happen in Beijing.
Spam King, more like Spam Jester.
What? I get it.
Jester. Come on.
Yeah.
Up.
Spam Fool.
Spam what?
Little follow-up on a story we presented a few weeks ago about the guy in the courtroom who had a bag of his own feces. He snuck it in and smeared it on his lawyer's head and then flung it around the courtroom. You remember him?
Yeah, I remember him.
How is he doing anyway? He got sentenced to 31 years. So,
for just that, or for why he was already?
He got extra years for that, but he was up there for a home invasion robbery. I'm sure
any extra
help.
Years
I'm
do sure, you get sure. for the poo flinging. It's good. It would be good for all of us to know this. Should we ever
know.
Find ourselves in unfortunate courtroom circumstances?
It doesn't break it down, but the fact that he did it, it probably, you know, the judge probably sort of gave him a
held
sentence
him in
on
contempt.
The high, on the high range.
Contemptuous thing.
I mean, one of the jurors got hit in his briefcase or something. I would sell
briefcase
that.
Briefcase was tragically lost in a feces duel.
Would you get rid of the briefcase after that, or would you wash it?
I would burn it to the ground.
Really? What if it just kind of hit it and then kind of fell off? There wasn't a lot of residue on it.
Any feces, whether it be my own or anyone else of all types of creatures on the planet. If it hits anything that I own, it is dead to me.
Anything. Anything.
Poo is not acceptable on things that I use and touch.
You're wearing a brand new pair of the fancy shoes that girls like you buy, and you step in dog poo. You throw out the shoes?
Oh, that's different. Bottom of a shoe. But sometimes the smell or just the aura of the poo is so bad that it's not worth cleaning up.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's such a terrible scenario.
You know, the worst scenario.
But if I pan up for the shoes, I will try to salvage them as best I can.
I've stepped in crackhead poo. That's the worst.
In the bathroom. I know this story.
Well, that was another time.
Oh, twice. Three times a charm.
Not in my bathroom. There was no crackheads in my bathroom. It was at a bar.
Right.
We hang out at nice places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real nice. Class.
Wasn't it fun the other night when we were there with the power? When the power was out?
Thanks for not bringing over a lantern, by the way. It would have been appreciated.
The owner calls
Who's
me.
He's got
up
a gas lantern anyway.
It was like drinking in the pioneer days. It was great. I loved it.
I actually didn't mind that because we lit all those candles and it kind of felt like Halloween a few days early, you know.
Oh, so. I forgot Halloween's coming up. All right, real quick, we'll do real quick, just a couple fun Halloween stories real quick. First of all, this is a fun Halloween recipe. Eric, you're going to have to pull this one up. It's all visual. My apologies to people listening at home. It's a meat hand. It's a hand made out of meat. From not
don't like it.
You don't like that?
Nope.
See what they did there?
No, I don't like it.
Real.
It's disgusting.
Like, a burned hand. And they even got an onion where like the wrist bone is. I think it looks good. I think it looks tasty. It's meatloaf.
No. Come on. You would eat that and not feel like it was kind of disgusting?
I would eat that. And I would fight over the fingernails because those are caramelized onions. I think it looks delicious.
You know, I've been trying hard not to puke for this entire show, and if Eric doesn't shape up soon, we might have a really special twiff on our hands. Just kidding, Eric.
And another sort of Halloween-related story. These guys, are great. Some burglars. They robbed did a home invasion robbery, and you know, you're supposed to wear masks when you do that kind of thing. Instead of wearing masks, they use permanent marker. They drew masks on there. They are, of course, that's very easy to identify. See,
is the guy on the left supposed to be Batman?
I don't know. Batman? He's got like little cat ear kind of things going on. Yeah,
the other guy is just like, I don't know, draw me a mustache or something.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with a meth addict. That's what I'm going to rob the house as this year.
It's the permanent marker. It's like they ran out. It was like one of those like really thin Sharpies. You could do better, you know? I got a marker right here. I guarantee you I could do better than them. I'm not going to, not Halloween yet, but I could.
And, finally today, we may as well just do the last story. I don't know why I kind of got a kick out of this one. This is a guy, he's on trial for murder, and he's using as his murder defense that he's simply too fat to have committed the murder. There he is. Doesn't look that fat in that photo.
Yeah, he does.
But if we were to see him from the breasts down, he would look
much fatter. Look at the girth of that chin.
Yeah, he's got a lot of chin. Apparently, whoever committed this murder would have had to like run up a couple flights of stairs in order to do it and then shoot. And the guy's doctor said that if this guy had run upstairs, there's no way he would have been able to hold a gun steady since he's in that bad shape. He was in such bad shape, the guy says, that he couldn't have made it there in time for the window and the thing because he can't drive too long, he said.
I mean,
it's winded from driving.
I guess that.
I think it's a good defense.
Yeah, obesity can really cut down on being able to, you know, kind of get in and out and this and that and the other.
In fact, it's remarkable that in a country where there is such rampant obesity that we have as many murders as we do. I guess that's all the time we have for this edition. This Week in Fun. I enjoyed it. Sarah, I know you're high as a kite right now, but you're still damn charming.
Thanks, Marty. I don't know if I'd call what's happening up here fun, but it's definitely interesting. And I enjoy sharing it with all of you good people at home.
People are asking me to tell a story. And I will tell a story, but not today. And when we get Infected going, that's where I tell the stories.
That's
Go listen to those old episodes of Infected. They still hold up. Well, they're fun. Speaking of fun, that's it for This Week in Fun. Thank you so much for watching, for listening. Till next week, have fun. I'm Martin Sargent.
Swift is out.